The second series of presidential debates in history was concluded Friday night, 10 days before Americans passed the definitive judgment on who won. I'm Jerry Landy reporting on the CBS Radio Network. At Williamsburg, Virginia, where the founding fathers debated the philosophical ideas that produced the Republic, President Ford and Jimmy Carter clashed for the third time over the privilege of leading it. CBS correspondents at Williamsburg summarized. First, Sharon Lovejoy, who covers Carter.
In the final debate, Jimmy Carter returned to the strategy he used during the primaries, stressing the need for unity and morality in this country. He talked a lot about improving the quality of life for most Americans. At one point, after President Ford said the economy had improved significantly during his administration, Carter said President Ford ought to be ashamed. And then he went into a recitation of unemployment and inflation statistics in an effort to prove his opponent wrong. Carter repeated the pledge he made several days ago to get away from personal attacks on the president. He admitted that he had made mistakes during the campaign, among them the Playboy interview. Carter said that if he ever decided to discuss his religious beliefs again, he would choose a different forum. At a rally immediately after the debate, Carter's supporters were jubilant. They cheered when they heard the results of the latest Roper poll, which shows Jimmy Carter leading the president by 11 points. Their feeling that Jimmy Carter won this debate and that momentum will carry him on to victory. And now from the Ford camp, here is Robert Pierpoint.
President Ford had asked for a debate on the issues, and tonight he got it. But whether he won it is another matter. Most of the toughest questions were directed at Mr. Ford, who was forced to defend his record after 2 years in office. Mr. Ford did his best to accent the positives, saying, for example, the current pause in the economy was probably beneficial because the nation could not sustain the high rate of growth of the earlier quarter. President Ford declined to answer one question, whether he would ask that the Nixon tapes be examined to determine whether he had or had not conferred with White House aides to try to stop certain Watergate investigations. The president defended his decision to keep General Brown on the job, despite some of Brown's remarks, which Mr. Ford conceded were unwise. The president's campaign manager, James Baker, said late tonight Mr. Ford did an excellent job, was in command, and won the debate. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, Williamsburg, Virginia.
Details of the telephone survey of 350 listeners for the public broadcasting service, 40% saying Carter won the debate, 29% the president, a big 31% calling it a draw. The margin of error is plus or minus 6% projected nationally. More news after this.
An artist spends years in training, practice, experimentation before he creates his masterpiece. A builder studies stress and strain before he even attempts to put two bricks together. A cook spends endless hours before offering gourmet cuisine. Yet man's most perfect creation, another human being, is too often left a natural chance during pregnancy. So good care before birth is of vital importance. This is Tammy Grimes speaking for the March of Dimes. If you're pregnant, seek out medical advice early and often. Eat the right food, get plenty of rest and proper exercise, and no drugs. Absolutely no drugs without a doctor's prescription. When you stop to think, is it too much to ask good prenatal care while you are carrying life's most perfect creation? A searching question asked by the March of Dimes. It's up to you to answer and be good to your baby before it is born.
A federal judge in New York has overruled a federal restriction against Medicaid payments for abortions. Judge John Dooling ruling, a woman has a constitutional right to an abortion if she wishes, irrespective of her financial standing. The judge suggested abortion reimbursements could well prove less costly than underwriting prenatal and postnatal care for the needy. The government has made no decision on an appeal. A state Supreme Court judge in New York State has ordered the name of independent liberal Eugene McCarthy stricken from the presidential ballot. That ruling seen as critical to Jimmy Carter in the key state. McCarthy had been expected to draw votes from him. McCarthy is expected to appeal the ruling. Government researchers have formally endorsed swine flu vaccine as safe and effective for children and young people. Now this.
Can anybody here tell me how
to... Oh, that's easy.
No problem. But you haven't heard what I was...
Oh, it doesn't matter. Just flip through your free consumer information catalog.
You'll find a list of government publications that tell you how to.
Could you give me a couple of...
Sure. How to budget and manage your money.
How to buy a used car.
How to grow vegetables in tiny gardens.
How to buy the right food.
And a lot of other how-tos.
Well, how much does...
The catalog's free from the Consumer Information Center of the U.S. General Services Administration.
It lists more than 200 booklets and brochures you can send for, and most of them are free, too.
And how do you...
Easy. For your free catalog, write Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Would you mind repeating
that? Right after the music.
Ready, folks? Hit it.
A free catalog that tells you how to learn happy facts and be a happier you.
Write Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Gee, it was nice of you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Glad to.
Observers in Dublin say Ireland may be confronting a constitutional crisis. Carol O'Daly, Ireland's president, has resigned in a government dispute over new anti-terrorist laws. One minister labeling O'Daly's constitutional doubts about those laws a thundering disgrace. I'm Jerry Landay, CBS News.
Inviting you to stay tuned for the CBS Mystery Theater momentarily. The weatherman says considerable clouds through the weekend. It'll be night and morning fog diminishing. Chance of showers Saturday night and Sunday. It'll be lows in the lower 40s, highs in the mid-50s. And winds variable mostly southerly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of measurable rain, 10% or less through Saturday, and 50% Saturday night. Once again, stay tuned for the CBS Mystery Theater with E.G. Marshall following immediately.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Oh, what may man within him hide, though angel on the outward side? That's what Shakespeare said. A more mundane way of putting it is, you can't judge a book by its cover. And yet, doesn't it happen every day? Don't we assume an inward connection with an outward appearance? Of course we do. And don't we usually pay for it? Of course we do. And do we usually learn anything from it? Of course we don't.
Why? Why won't you go out with me?
Look, mister, let me alone.
I'm a nice guy.
If you don't get out of here, I'll call a cop.
I'm a cop.
Please, go away.
My face, isn't it, huh?
Just leave.
It's the ugliest face you ever saw, huh? That's what you're thinking, huh?
I...
Well, you'll never have to look at it again.
Let go
never.
Of me. No.
Look at
please.
It. Look at my face for please. The last time.
Please don't kill me.
Look at
please.
My face for the last time please. In your life.
Our mystery drama, Somebody Stop Me, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Howard Da Silva. It is sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Not all batteries are created equal. Some last a lot longer than others, like the unequaled Ever-Ready Alkaline Power Cell batteries from your nearby True Value Hardware store. Hi, Pat Summerall here with the details. They're unequaled because they use a chemical system that's entirely different from that of regular batteries. The extra power they provide makes them ideal for portable radios and tape recorders. In fact, any device you use frequently or for long periods of time. And they'll hold their power for months when they're not in use. So they're perfect for devices you use only intermittently, such as calculators and cameras. True Value Hardware Stores offer ever-ready alkaline power cell batteries in popular C, D, and AA sizes, so you'll get power you can depend on with the battery that was created more equal than others. Ever-ready alkaline power cell batteries are just one of the values you'll find at the participating True Value Hardware Store near your home. True Value, remember, more than just a name, it's their way of doing business. Just tell them Pat Summerall sent you.
Your car. There are a lot of ways it can waste gas and money. Stopping and starting too much. Going too long without a tune-up. Driving too fast. Or just plain too much. But a car can't do anything by itself because a car hasn't got a brain. But you have. Use it to save gas and money. Drive smoothly, get tune-ups, consolidate trips, don't speed. Drive less. In other words, drive with your head. You'll save gas, you'll save money. A public service message on behalf of this station and the Federal Energy Administration.
It has been written, everybody is born with a taste for pudding. But the problem is, not everyone is born with the means to satisfy it. It's all very well to say, a cat may look at a queen. But what about a cat that isn't content merely to look? You examine the ads that show people in love. The men are so handsome. The women so attractive. The way things are, this world was made for the beautiful people. What do the homely people do?
You finished, Bert?
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, and I'll start on the dishes.
I wish you'd let me buy you a dishwasher.
What for?
You must be the only one in town still washes by hand.
That way I'm sure to get them clean.
Yeah. Mom, it's been proved a machine does a better
Pass
job.
Pass me your plate, Bert.
Okay.
The old-fashioned way is the best.
I guess they are. Oh, Mom, I just remembered. I got a date.
You're going out with a girl?
No, not that kind of date. I'm going to meet Charlie in Mooney's bar.
Oh, it's not that I think you shouldn't go out with girls.
It could help on my job.
But it's so hard to find one that's really and truly decent.
I'll give you a hand with the dishes first.
Oh, no, you go right ahead.
I won't be late.
Don't worry, I'll be all right. I may be all by myself, but I won't be lonesome.
You got your programs on the TV. I'll be back before they're over.
Stay out as long as you like. Lord knows I don't want you tied to my apron strings.
I'll see you later.
Bert.
Yes, Mom?
I notice you still have the picture of that girl. What's her name? Gloria?
Gloria Smith.
In your room. The one that was murdered last week.
We were just friends, Mom. I knew her from the job.
Shows you the kind of company she kept.
Well, it wasn't her fault if some maniac murdered her.
Now, how do we know it was a maniac, Bert?
Who else would just knife a girl?
She was a gold digger.
Good night, Mom.
A girl like that. What did she see in you? You have wonderful qualities, but they're all invisible. You're certainly not handsome, so a girl would have to be interested in you only for your money. Now, I don't want you to get hurt.
I realize that, Mom.
Oh, Bert, don't you worry. One day, the right girl will come along, and we'll both be so glad to see her.
Give me a beer, Inez.
Coming up. Hey, how you guys doing on the Gloria Smith murder, Charlie?
Oh, following leads.
Yeah, which means you're going no place, right?
Maybe.
The girl cop ain't safe in this town. Who is?
Gloria wasn't a cop, Inez. She worked for traffic control.
So? Why was she killed?
Could have been a nut.
Oh, you're a big help, Charlie. Look, if you gotta hang around a bar on your time off, why pick the one across the street from the station house? Why ain't you home with a wife and the kiddies?
Because I'm having a few with Bert Barringer.
Ugh, that creep.
Now, what do you call him a creep for? He's a pretty good cop.
Well, he looks like a creep.
He's really a nice guy.
Well, you've got to admit he's ugly.
Well...
Okay, so he's homely.
Well, that's not his fault.
No, I guess not. Hey, don't you guys see enough of each other daytime?
We don't see each other at all, Inez. I'm in homicide. He's with the property office. He's got good ideas. I like to talk to him when I'm on a case.
And look who just came in.
Hello, Inez. Charlie.
Hi, Bert. Pour one for my friend, Inez, huh?
Coming up.
Sorry I'm late, Charlie.
No, it's okay.
Supper was delayed at the house.
It's all right.
I know you wanted to get home early, though.
Bert, you don't have to apologize all the time to everybody about everything.
Here you are.
Thanks. You look very pretty tonight, Inez.
If there's nothing else, I'll leave you gentlemen to your conversation.
She really is a good-looking girl.
Mm. Hey, Bert, why don't you ask her out?
Me? You're crazy, Charlie.
Well, why am I crazy?
She wouldn't give me a second look.
Oh, I don't know about that.
She doesn't even give me a first look.
Well, ask her, why don't you?
No. Now, guys like you don't understand.
Now, what do you mean, guys like me?
Good-looking guys like you.
Oh, come on, Bert.
She'd go out with you if you'd asked her.
Well, why would I ask her? I'm married and with three kids. She knows that. How can she go out with me?
Well, she would or she wouldn't, depending.
On what?
On how she felt. She might or might not be in the mood. Or if she turned you down, it would be for a good reason.
And if she turned you down, it wouldn't be for a good reason?
No. No, if she turned me down, it would be because I'm ugly.
Are we going to go through this again, Bert?
No, let's drop it.
No, let's not. Now, look at some of the movie stars today. Are they handsome, what our parents used to call collar-ad handsome? No. They're some of the homeliest guys in the world.
That isn't true.
But they have personality. And when you talk to a girl, you just kind of mope around. You bring her down. That's why they won't go out with you, Bert. Now, you got to get with it. Now, smile. Make yourself into an interesting guy. Now, go ahead and ask her. You got the looks for today's lover. What have you got to lose? Huh? Nothing.
You call it nothing, Charlie, but when I ask her and she says no...
Now, what makes you so sure she's going to say no?
I can read it in her eyes. Loud and clear. You ugly baboon.
Oh.
Why would I want to go out with you? I don't need that, Charlie. Now, please, let's drop it.
Okay. Now, look, you said you had some ideas about the Gloria Smith killing.
Yeah. Now, first, tell me, what angle are you homicide guys running with?
A nut, a maniac. Some guy sees her, follows her. It's a dark night, no one around. He kills her.
Why?
Why? Why do any of them kill? Robbery, more often than not. But her purse was there, Bert. It was unopened. Also, she was still wearing her watch and a ring, so robbery is out. Of course, then there's sex, but there wasn't even a try for that. This guy just came up to her, hit her a couple of times with a knife, and ran. Now, that has to make him crazy.
Why? Who says he has to be crazy?
Well, what else could it be?
Angry. Mad. Mad enough to kill. And who says the guy was a stranger?
Well,
why couldn't it have been somebody who knew her? Doesn't that make more sense?
Well, I don't see how.
It would explain why nobody heard her scream.
But why? Why?
Have you questioned all the guys who knew her? Who would have a motive?
Okay, thanks, Bert. I have to run. I'll see you around. Night, Inez.
Night, Charlie.
Inez.
Yeah?
I'll have another.
Okay.
Could I buy you one?
No.
It's quiet this evening.
Yeah.
Is old man Mooney off tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Look, you want to go out Saturday night?
No.
Oh?
I got a date.
How about Sunday?
Sunday night? I like to stay home.
Monday?
Well, next week I'm working every night.
Oh. A week after next week?
Well, look, it's hard to tell. I don't know the work schedule.
Yeah. Well, I just, Hey, it's getting kind of late.
It sure is.
I got an early day tomorrow. Well, good night.
Good night.
More salad, Bert.
No. No, thanks, Mom.
I noticed you have a picture of another girl in your room.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Who is she?
Oh, just some girl.
Oh, what's her name?
Inez. Inez Sirota.
Hmm. Are you sure this girl's in perfect health? She looks a bit thin.
Well, that's because it's a candid photo. She didn't even know I took it.
Yeah, she seems to be wearing a lot of makeup.
Well, girls do. Oh,
well, you just find yourself an old-fashioned girl that doesn't.
Do you mind if I go out tonight, Mom?
Bert, are you asking my permission?
Well, I only mean...
Oh, please, you make me feel like some devouring, tyrannical kind of mother.
Well, I just wanted to be sure you're okay.
Oh, Bert. Darling, you shouldn't worry so much about me. You should be concerned with meeting a lovely girl and getting married and establishing a home and family of your own.
Yes, Mom. It's me, Bert.
Oh. What are you doing here?
Well, I knew you work late Tuesday. You catch the last bus. And by the time it gets to your stop, it's kind of deserted. You still got a pretty long walk.
So?
I figured I'd walk you home.
Oh, yeah. That's what you figured.
You don't mind, do you?
You know, I guess you just can't take a hint, can you, Bert?
What do you mean?
I just don't go for you, Bert.
Why not?
Oh, look, I don't have to explain it.
It's because you don't like the way I look, right?
You want to lay it on the line? Sure.
I love you.
Well, that's just too bad.
You go out with everybody, why not me?
Well, why is that your business?
I told you why. I love you.
Excuse me, I gotta get home. Alone.
All the fellas you run around with, none of them loves you.
Will you please get out of my way?
Is even one of them here now to see that you get home safe?
Look, if you don't get out of here, I'll call a cop.
I'm a cop.
A cop? Yeah, you push a pencil in an office. You're a clerk.
I love you.
But I don't love you.
Why?
I don't even like you.
Why?
Because you give me the creeps.
My face gives you the creeps, huh?
Now you're talking.
I'm ugly, huh? I'm the ugliest man you ever seen, huh?
In spades. I can get a nightmare just looking at you.
All right. Would you like to never see my face anymore?
Oh, that'd be asking too much.
I can arrange for you never to see me again. Never.
What are you...
You'll never see anybody's face anymore.
Please don't. No, not with a knife. Please. No.
You'll never see anybody's face again. Even the handsome ones. Never. Never again.
No, please. Please, somebody. Somebody stop me. Come on, somebody stop me, please.
Bert. Sean. Wake up, Bert.
Somebody stop me. Somebody
stop you from what?
Somebody's... I don't know. It's something terrible.
Oh, now, how could you do something terrible? You're such a fine boy. Oh, now, give Mom a kiss. That's it. Good night. Sleep tight.
Yes, Mom.
See you in the morning.
Somebody stop me. Somebody stop me.
You know what they once said about Cleopatra? If her nose had been a half inch longer, it would have changed the map of the world. Well, here we have Bert Barringer. And if his nose had been a half inch shorter, two women, perhaps, might still be alive. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
Come on, hold the flashlight up here.
You're going to break the window?
Got it. They got them all locked.
Easy.
Okay. I'm going to lift the window now, and you crawl. Let's go!
This is the sound of a remarkable burglar alarm system that doesn't cost very much.
It's the home alarm set from Master Lock, the name that means security. Most of the cost of a professionally installed system isn't in the hardware, it's in the labor. With the Master Lock home alarm set, everything is pre-wired, simply snaps together. So you save yourself the labor charge, a reward for being handy. The Master home alarm set is a low-cost way to get high-quality burglar protection. It can save you a lot now and maybe a lot more later. For the Master Lock alarm dealer nearest you, call this toll-free number, 800-528-6050, 800-528-6050. Call tonight and sleep tight tomorrow night.
Dreams. We all seek to understand the many ways in which God reveals His Word. The prophet Daniel praised God for the gift of interpreting dreams. May the name of God be blessed forever and ever, since wisdom and power are His alone. His to control the processions of times and seasons, to make and unmake kings, to confer wisdom on the wise, and knowledge on those with wit to discern. His to uncover depths and mysteries, and to know what lies in darkness, and light dwells within Him. Daniel was favored by King Nebuchadnezzar for his wisdom and truth, and his ability to interpret the mysteries of the king's dreams. For your free booklet on dreams and visions, write to the Foundation Faith, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021. That's the Foundation Faith, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021.
Makes the world go round. A rather beautiful sentiment, no? You know who said that? Lewis Carroll said it. And the world he was referring to must have been the one Alice found in Wonderland. But how about our own world? The fact is, it does go round and round and round, but what keeps it spinning? A safe bet it isn't love.
That girl whose picture's in your room.
I'll have another cup of coffee, Mom.
What was her name? Inez something?
I have to be going. I'm late.
Well, here's her picture in the paper.
What? What's she done? Oh,
she went and got herself murdered.
Inez?
Oh, where do you get these girlfriends, Bert?
Mom, they weren't my girlfriends. I just happened to know them.
Some fella up and stabbed her to death last night. Fine crowd she must have run around with.
Inez Sirota, 27 to 37 Hollywood Lane.
Aren't there any decent
on
girls
her way
left?
Home from work.
Oh, Bert, I wish you'd meet a nice young lady.
No apparent motive for the crime.
Give me that paper. Now, it's not good to fill your mind with depressing news.
Who could have killed her? She was such a sweet girl. 20 to 8. I'm really going to be late now, Mom.
Well, eat a light lunch. It's going to be a hot day.
No, according to my receipt, you signed for a flashlight. I can't issue you a new one till you bring in the old one. I know you lost it. Well, you have to fill out form number 187K. Yeah, lost equipment affidavit. 6 weeks. You're very welcome, I'm sure.
Morning, Bert.
Oh, hello, Charlie.
You're about Inez?
Yeah, gee, it's a shame. You going to work on it?
Well, I'm still on Gloria Smith.
You know, maybe they could be connected. Some guy who knew them both.
Why would it have to be somebody who knew them? Why couldn't it be a random thing? You got some nut running loose who just came across both of them.
You ever stop to think of something, Charlie?
Hmm?
Both girls knew each other, right?
Yeah.
Gloria worked in this building, and Inez worked in Mooney's across the street.
Bert, what are you trying to bring out?
I don't know. Both girls are in the same neighborhood. Maybe the killer's from the neighborhood, too.
Well, anything's possible.
That's why you homicide guys should look in the neighborhood. The killer could be very close to home. Check on their boyfriend.
Now, Bert. Let me close the door, huh? Now, Bert, you're the best friend I got.
I hope so, Charlie.
I gotta talk to somebody, or I'll just bust.
Well, sure.
I don't know how to start this. You see, Bert, you meet a girl, You fall in love, you get married. You know how it is?
No.
Well, take my word for it. Anyway, this girl you meet, you fall in love with, you marry. You think she's the whole world.
Isn't she?
Yeah, she is. For a while. It's nobody's fault.
What's nobody's fault?
What happens to a girl afterward? You see, Bert, she loses what it was that made you fall in love to begin with.
I don't understand.
No, you wouldn't. I'm sorry, Bert. No offense meant.
None taken.
Anyway, like I said, it's nobody's fault, least of all hers. She stays home, she has kids. But just having a kid can do something to a girl's looks. She gets fat, you know, a little sloppy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what's
this guy... Well, it's tough for a bright girl to stay home and wash diapers, clean the house. She just becomes somebody else. Somebody you just can't like anymore. Somebody who's no fun anymore. Will you listen to me? I'm all wound up.
It's all right, Charlie.
So a guy can't help himself, Bert. You come home and it's nag, nag, nag. And she's right. But what can I do? In the meanwhile, it's a big world out there, Bert. There are girls who want to have fun, just like you do. Do you understand?
Yeah.
No strings, just a few laughs. And with all due respect, Bert, you're inside all day in the office. Sure, you wear a shield, you carry a gun, but you could just as well be doing that job for any civilian company.
I guess so.
But Bert, I'm out there where it's ugly and mean and dangerous, where people die, innocent people. It gets to you. So I have to relax. You see, I have to have a couple of drinks and go dancing, and then afterward, Bert, I can't do that with my wife anymore. And that's why,
That's why, what, Charlie?
Well, the captain gave me the job of running down the boyfriends of Gloria Smith and Inez. But I can't run them down too far.
Why not?
Because I'm a boyfriend myself, Bert.
You?
Yeah, me. And what's worse, I could be the only guy who's gone out with both of them.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, how would that look to the captain, huh?
Oh. But you didn't kill him.
How do you know?
How do I know? Because you're not the type.
Well, what is the type? A girl gives you the eye. You know what I mean? She knows you're married. She knows you may not like your wife anymore, even though you still love her. Understand?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you do.
No?
Anyway, she knows it's got no real future. Well, you straighten all that out before the first date. It's all only for a few laughs, but the laughs get fewer and fewer, and then the crying begins, and out of nowhere, it's serious. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And they want you to divorce your wife and do what? Marry them. But what good is that? If you marry him, you're back where you started.
Couldn't you just say no?
No. That's impossible. It's impossible to make a woman hear the word no when the only word she wants to hear is yes.
Oh, okay. It could be embarrassing, but what are you really worried about? You didn't kill him, did you?
I don't know.
Charlie.
I don't know, Bert. I don't.
But a thing like that, a guy who kills, he has to know. How could you not know?
Bert, listen to me. Each one of them, they threatened me. They threatened that they'd go to my wife. They'd go to the department.
You want to keep your voice down, Charlie? I mean, you can never tell who's standing outside.
Oh, yeah, all right. You're right. Anyway, each one of them, in turn, laid it on the line. You're going to marry me or else. They got me so mad I couldn't see any way out. And then Gloria got killed. Gloria Smith. Oh, Lord, she was beautiful, wasn't she, Bert?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what a break, I said to myself. Somebody, somehow, some mad killer got me off the hook. And I can't tell you how grateful I was.
To a killer?
But, Bert, he took her life, but he saved mine. I had nowhere to go except maybe to the holster, and one bullet would have ended my troubles forever.
No, Charlie, not you.
No, you don't know. You don't know what dames can do to you, Bert. No, just give thanks that you're not good-looking. You're better off out of it, Bert. But I forget. And before I knew it, I was running around with Inez.
Didn't you learn your lesson, Charlie?
What lesson? What lesson? Who learns, Bert? It got involved just as deep. And it was the same thing, just as I'm about to end it all. She turns up dead. Okay. How? Why?
A maniac.
No, 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 Bert. You're just saying that to make me feel better. Your original theory is right.
What theory?
A boyfriend. And I am the boyfriend. I'm the one who had the motive, the opportunity. Therefore, I'm the one who must have done it.
Charlie, are you confessing?
I don't know.
But surely you should know if you kill those girls.
No, you can do it without knowing it.
I can't believe it.
Well, sure, in that psychology course I was taking at night. You see, you can want to do something very badly, but if it's against your moral code, like murder, you can make yourself do it without knowing it.
Oh, no, I can't believe that.
It's true, Bert. Now, why do you think people walk in their sleep?
No, but murder...
You can make yourself live a whole other life without being aware of it, Bert. No, I could have killed Gloria. I could have killed Inez. I was at the end of my rope.
No, Charlie. No.
Well, who else had a motive?
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Let's go have a drink.
Well, not across the street, okay? I could never walk into that joint again.
Well, let's go across town someplace where we've never been before.
Yeah, the further away, the better.
Nice little joint, eh?
Yeah. Hey, Bert, take a look at what's tending bar.
Oh, she's beautiful.
What'll it be, officers?
Oh, how do you know we're cops?
It's a gift. My name's Maud.
A couple of beers.
On the way.
Hey, Bert, why don't you ask her out?
Nah, she wouldn't go out with me.
How do you know?
She'd go out with you.
Yeah, but I'm not going to ask her. I'm through with that. No, I'm through forever. And this time I'm in it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a quick one, and I'm going to get out of here.
But why?
Because I want you to have a clear field.
She wouldn't go
out.
You
know something? Do you know something, Bert? I'm not even going to have a drink. I'm taking off right this minute.
Wait, Charlie, wait.
I know what I'm doing.
Well, just one.
Not even one. Nothing.
Oh, I'm even with you, though.
Don't be a chump. Ask around.
She wouldn't go out with me.
She would. Just ask. What have you got to lose? I'll see you around, huh?
Oh, here's your two beer. Oh, where's your friend?
He had to take off.
All of a sudden?
Yeah, he just remembered. He had to meet his wife.
Oh, wouldn't you know it?
Wouldn't I know what?
Guys like him, they're always married.
Well, I'm not married.
The two of you, you're pretty good friends, huh?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I was just wondering...
I would say he's about 30 years old, right?
If you weren't doing anything some night...
How long has he been married?
It doesn't have to be a Saturday night.
Does he have any kids?
Like any night happen to be free, huh?
I'll tell you one thing. His wife is lucky.
Would you like to go out with me?
Listen, tell your pal anytime he wants to come in, first drink's always on the house.
Yeah.
Bert, I noticed there's a picture of a new girl in your room. I didn't know you were attracted to redheads with freckles and large staring eyes.
She's really much prettier in person, Mom.
And she is. She should photograph much better.
Oh, this is just a candid. She didn't even know I took it.
What's her name?
Maud.
Maud what?
Maud Leszczynski.
Sounds like one of those foreigners.
I never asked.
Is she your new girlfriend?
Oh, Mom. She's just some girl I met.
Well, I hope she doesn't end up like all the others.
And so do we. There seems to be a little pattern operating here, no? Offhand, we get the idea that Bert Barringer is a dangerous man to turn down when he asks for a date. Well, at least he has her picture in his room. Maybe that can hold him for a while. I'll be back in just a few moments with Act 3.
You know, some cars that are economical aren't terribly exciting.
This certainly isn't terribly exciting.
Well, you can't have everything.
And some cars that are fun aren't very economical.
This certainly isn't very economical.
Well, you can't have everything.
But the Opel Isuzu is different. It has things like a hefty overhead cam engine, rack and pinion steering, reclining bucket seats, and a short-throw 4-speed transmission.
Gee, a short throw sounds like fun.
Certainly does.
Want to try it?
Certainly do.
good one. Now I'll throw you.
And besides all that fun, the Opel Isuzu also gives you mileage you wouldn't believe. According to the EPA, with standard four-cylinder engine and four-speed transmission, the Opel Isuzu gets an estimated 23 miles per gallon in the city and a big fat 36 on the highway, bearing in mind, of course, the fact that your mileage may vary.
Bob, we just passed another gas station.
Yeah, and wasn't it fun?
The exciting, economical Opel Isuzu at your Buick Opel dealers.
And in this chorus in the piece, Larry Lund. And now, introducing his opponent in a charcoal frame with sooty stripes, Dirty Harry.
Now, as both men move to the center of the ring, we see Dirty Harry, cocky, confident, harassing his opponent orally with his typical pre-fight chatter. Let's listen. It will not be a clean fight, ladies and gentlemen. Dirty Harry, the more aggressive of the two, mixes up his punches with a barrage of sulfides, hydrocarbons, and, of course, his big closer, carbon monoxide. Lungs, meanwhile, fights a more defensive battle in the hopes of simply outlasting his opponent. And now, as we await the bell, we pause for this message.
Dirty air is out to knock the breath out of you with asthma, bronchitis, emphysema, and lung cancer. Don't take it lying down. Join with your lung association in the fight against air pollution. It's a matter of life and breath.
Every man is the center of a circle whose fatal circumference he cannot break. Well, maybe and maybe not. There are those of us who somehow manage to go beyond our own circumference, beyond the psychological limits of our own morality. In other words, there are some people who simply do not know what they are doing.
Hello.
Hi.
You don't remember me, huh? I was in here a couple of nights ago with another guy. And even though we were in plain clothes, you spotted us for cops right off.
Charlie!
No, I'm not Charlie. I'm Bert.
Oh, I know. How's Charlie?
He doesn't get out much at night, what with being a married guy and all.
When's the last time you were with Charlie?
Listen, I was thinking...
Does he have a girlfriend?
Do you like to go see shows? There's this great musical playing downtown, right from Broadway in New York. You just can't get tickets, but a friend of mine, he was able to get a pair, and it turns out he can't go. So I can have him. It's for tomorrow night. Are you doing anything? You want to go? What do you say, huh?
What do I say to what?
Nothing.
No. Oh, no. I don't want to. Stop me. Somebody stop me, please. Somebody stop me. Stop me.
Bert, dear, wake up.
Somebody stop me. Stop me. Stop
Bert,
me.
Bert, get up.
Stop. No. What?
Oh, darling, you were having a nightmare. What were you dreaming about?
About them, Mama. I dream about them.
Who, darling?
Inez, Gloria.
Oh, why? Why should you dream about those two?
Because, Mama, because I killed them.
Oh, my poor boy. Why should you dream you killed them?
I don't kill them in my dreams, Mama. I really killed them.
Oh, no, not you, not my Bert.
I can't help it. I killed them. I'd kill again. They laugh at me.
No. You need your sleep. It's important for you to rest.
Mama, I should turn myself in.
For what?
For murder.
Now, don't say that.
But I don't have the courage. Please, Mama, stop me. Stop me from killing.
Oh, Bert, go back to sleep, dear. Get your rest.
Mama.
That's a good
Mama,
boy.
Remember, Mama, I asked you to stop me. I asked you.
Love. Say, what are you doing in my apartment? What do you want?
I want you to notice me.
Yeah? Well, consider yourself noticed. Now beat it.
I want you to look at me. Listen to me.
Okay. Now take off before I call a cop.
I'm a cop.
Yeah?
Don't you remember me?
Well, why would I remember you?
I remember you. My name is Bert.
Bert?
Yeah, I'm Charlie's buddy.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? You know, I just saw Charlie.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. I don't want to talk about Charlie. I want to talk about me.
Yeah?
Yeah, me. Bert Barringer. I'm a human being. I got feelings. I'm a normal guy like other guys.
Now, look, Bert, if that's what your name is.
Yes, it's Bert. I must have told you 50 times. But you don't remember. You look at me as if I don't exist.
Now, look, it's getting kind of late.
I'm not leaving till I say what I come to say.
I'm asking you in a nice way.
Why don't you notice me?
Look, if you don't leave here this minute, I'll call the station house.
Why don't you go out with me? I could show you a good time. I'm a gentleman. I'll treat you like a lady.
You're crazy.
Dinner in the finest restaurant, afterwards a show.
Hey, that sure sounds great. Well, we'll do it tomorrow.
No, we'll do it tonight.
Well, but I can't.
Will you what?
I...
You're trying to get rid of me,
huh? No, it's just I'm tired.
You don't want to go out with me. Tell the truth.
Oh, please, don't come closer. We'll go out tomorrow.
We'll never go out. You think I'm a creep,
No, please. You're joking me.
An ugly creep, huh? That's what you think I am? That's why you don't want to look at me? Well, you won't have to look at me anymore.
Nothing.
See? I look in your eyes, and they see nothing. You'll never have to look at me again. Never, never again. Foolish Maud. I was so much in love with you. Why didn't you ever notice me?
Bert, here are your eggs. You were out late last night, weren't you? Did you have a date?
No, Mom.
Oh, you don't have to be afraid to tell me. My goodness, even if you did go out with that pop-eyed redhead, where do you get such an atrocious taste in women?
We interrupt our morning musicale for a bulletin. Another mysterious murder. The latest victim of a mad killer is Miss Maud Leszczynski.
Maud Leszczynski? The one whose picture is in your room?
She was found strangled to death in her apartment just a few hours ago. So far, there seems to be no apparent motive for the murder. We'll bring you more details as they come in.
Oh, who could have killed her?
Mama, now listen to me.
Oh, Bert, now don't talk nonsense.
We go through this every day, I told you. Fill out a lost property form, 187A. Okay? Yeah, well, the same to you.
Hi, Bert.
Hello, Charlie.
You got a minute?
Sure. Sit down.
You heard about Maud?
Yeah, it's a shame. You got any leads?
Bert, I know who did it. I got the killer.
That's terrific. Who is it?
Me.
Oh, come on, Charlie.
Bert, don't say anything, please. I'm here because you're the only one I can really talk to. With Gloria, I can only suspect. With Inez, I was pretty sure. With Maud, I'm positive.
But why?
Well, for starters, Bert, I knew all three of them. Now, who else did?
Well, me.
You don't count.
I know what you mean.
Well, even so, you didn't want to kill them, any of them. What reason would you have, Bert? Me, I lost control. I remember I wanted to shoot Gloria. She was found dead. I wanted to stab Inez right through the heart. It happened to her. And Maud was the worst. What I wanted to do was choke her to death with my bare hands, and that's just how she died.
But you told me before. You didn't know for a fact that you're the killer.
I have to be. I am the killer. And I'm going to pay for it.
Oh, you're going to turn yourself in?
Bert, I have a wife, kids. How can I go to jail? They'd be disgraced for life. Now, the only thing I can do is kill myself.
No, Charlie, you're not the killer. I know you're not.
Oh, yeah, how do you know?
Because I'm the killer.
What?
I'm the killer.
Oh, Bert. Bert, I thought I knew what friendship was, but not until just now. You take the rap for me, Bert.
I killed him, Charlie. I couldn't help myself. Believe me.
Yeah, sure, pal.
I'm too scared now to confess, too frightened to sign a statement, but I will. I will.
No, pal. Don't try to save me. I have to get caught sooner or later. I can't go on getting tied up with names and being forced to kill them to break free.
Charlie,
It isn't you, it's me.
Bert, don't try to save me. I'm not worth it. I don't learn. Gloria, Inez, Maud, and if a good-looking dame was to give me the eye right this minute, I'd be off and running.
Charlie, you've got to believe me.
No, I know. I know what I've got to do. My conscience won't let me do anything else.
Promise me. Promise me you won't do anything foolish. Promise.
Sure, sure, Bert, sure.
Doreen?
Look, Bert, if you want another drink, okay. If you want to ask what I think you're going to ask, forget it.
Would you like to go to a basketball game?
No.
I can get tickets to the finals.
No.
Doreen, why don't you go out with me?
That's how it is, Bert.
I happen to know you're not going steady or anything.
I'm sorry.
Is it because you think I'm an ugly creep?
Oh. I don't think you're ugly. I don't think you're a creep.
Then why won't you go out with him?
Well, I... Oh, I guess you could just say the chemistry isn't right. Excuse me, Bert. I have to serve those folks at the other end, okay?
Eat some more cereal, Bert. You need the roughage. I see you got another girl's picture in your room.
Yeah. Doreen Croswell. But that's neither here nor there. Why do I have nightmares in which I dream I kill these girls?
You had one last night. Stop me, you shouted. Stop me before I kill again. Oh, Bert, I didn't have the heart to wake you.
Mama? Mama, you have to help me. You have to come to the station house with me. I killed Gloria and Inez and Maud. Doreen, she's next. Because she laughs at me, too.
We interrupt for a special news bulletin. Officer Charles Foster was found dead in his police car early this morning.
No.
He committed suicide with a single bullet from his service revolver. He left a note in which he wrote, I confess to the murders of Gloria Smith, Inez Sirota, and Maud Lisinski. May the Lord have mercy on my soul.
Oh, no.
Further details as they come in.
He didn't kill them.
Now, you see, Bert, your friend Charlie was the guilty one all along.
Stop me. Please, Mama, stop me. Stop me.
Wake up, Bert. Wake up.
What?
Now, that's enough. Enough nonsense.
Stop me, Mama. I don't want to kill again.
Your friend, Charlie, your handsome friend did it. You envy him his good looks, so you make up for it by trying to accept the blame. You're being childish.
Mama, help me.
Yes, of course, but first, relax. Yes, some nice, quiet, soothing music to relax your nerves.
Stop me, Mama.
It's over. It's all over. Charlie confessed.
But I killed them.
Oh, darling, you didn't kill anybody. My son couldn't kill anybody.
A special report. The body of a young lady was found in her apartment late this evening.
I beg you, Mama.
She was strangled. She was identified as Miss Doreen Caswell.
I beg you to stop me.
Doreen Caswell?
We will have further details on the hour.
I killed her, Mama.
No, Bert.
She laughed at me.
Bert.
Call the station
house. No, no.
Please, Mama, help me. Take me to the station house, please.
Oh, my poor little boy.
Yes, Mama. I'm your little boy.
My little boy who never grew up.
Call the station.
Bert,
Dial the number, Mama.
Bert, you...
I'm afraid to go by myself. But if you go with me, everything will be all right. Ask for Captain Halliday. He'll know what to do.
Hello. May I have Captain Halliday?
Thank you, Mama. Thank you.
Sons and mothers and silver cords, and illusions, and the secret hurts and the unhealed wounds, and love. Yes, the answer is love must be blind. That explains why love blunders and stumbles and gets everyone into trouble. If only love could see where it was going. But then perhaps it would no longer be love. I shall return in just a few moments.
Put your trust in what you feel. Put your trust in what is real. Give your cold wrist to contact. Real medicine for real colds.
Here in my hand is a little capsule. It's tiny, yet it contains enough cold medicine to help relieve cold symptoms caused by every known virus. It's Contact. The same 12-hour Contact you can buy. This year, Contact with its tiny time pills will touch more lives, help more colds than any other cold medicine, tablet or liquid. Think about that the next time you're sick, sneezing, dripping, all clogged up. Then let us help you with real medicine, like Contact. We're number one in the whole world.
Give your cold to Contact. Medicine for real colds.
Take only as directed.
Oh, will it be, Bill? Soda, shaving cream, or a prescription?
It's my hemorrhoids, Mr. Edwards. Pain. Itching.
Well, most of my customers use this.
Preparation H?
Well, in many cases, Preparation H relieves occasional pain and itch for hours.
Yeah, that's great.
And Preparation H actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation.
I'll buy that.
Doctor tested Preparation H. Comes in ointment or suppositories. Soothes pain and itch and actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissue. Now use only as directed.
If your attic has less than 6 inches of insulation on the floor, you're being robbed every day without ever knowing it. To stop the under-insulation robber and possibly save up to 30% on the cost of fuel to heat and cool your home, inspect your attic. Then see your neighborhood CertainTeed building materials dealer or insulation contractor. CertainTeed fiberglass attic insulation will stop that robber once and for all.
Mr. James Barry once told us, "Let no one who loves be called altogether unhappy. Even love unreturned has its rainbow." We must respectfully disagree. Our story has been, perhaps, the ultimate in unreturned love. And look at what happened to all the lovers in it. Well, that's one of the hazards that accompany love, which is certainly far and away the most dangerous pastime or occupation known to man and woman. Our cast included Howard Da Silva, Larry Haynes, Bryna Rayburn, and E.B. Juster. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
So much to say, so much to do, so many things to know. Got a feeling inside of me, looking for somewhere.
No matter where you live, there's probably a 4-H group near you. To find out more about 4-H, contact your local extension office.
4-H gives you room to grow.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by CertainTeed Fiberglass Attic Insulation and True Value Hardware Stores. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
listening to KIXI Seattle. Coming up on 11 o'clock, time for the news. Downtown temperature is 48 degrees.
CBS News. The third presidential debate was the final one, but may not have been conclusive. Both candidates and their camps proclaimed victory, but the first instant poll, while giving an edge to Jimmy Carter, shows a large percentage calling it a draw. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The tone of the debate was one of caution on both sides, each man making a careful effort to avoid the mistakes of previous encounters and demonstrating a deference to each other that resulted in what a number of observers viewed as a kid-glove handling of a number of touchy issues. But each ended as they had begun in the first debate, claiming the leader's role for himself and implying the other man is merely a pretender. Early in the confrontation, Carter admitted his Playboy magazine interview on morality was a mistake, saying he should have used a different forum. President Ford passed up a chance to jump on that issue as he has in the past. Similarly, Carter said, "I have no response," when Mr. Ford insisted he acted on his own rather than under pressure from the Nixon administration in helping quash an early congressional probe of Watergate, and then added, "I think that matter is closed once and for all." It was only at the end of the debate that any abrasiveness developed. President Ford spoke proudly of his administration's record in fighting unemployment and inflation.
"We're going to see unemployment going down, more jobs available, and the rate of inflation going down. And I think this is a record that the American people understand and will appreciate."
Carter had a sharply contrasting view.
"Well, with all due respect to President Ford, I think you ought to be ashamed of making that statement, because we have the highest unemployment rate now than we had at any time between the Great Depression caused by Herbert Hoover and the time President Ford took office. We've got 7.5 million people out of jobs since he's been in office. 2.5 million more American people have lost their jobs."
In the first gauge of public reaction, a telephone poll of 353 people conducted by the Elmo Roper Organization, 40% thought Carter won, while 29% picked Mr. Ford, but 31% called the match a standoff. CBS News continues following this message.
"Hear ye, hear ye! All residents are being offered the opportunity to become drown-proof."
"Hey, Bud, what's this drown-proof bit?"
"Can you swim, sir?"
"No."
"Then the YMCA wants to drown-proof you and every other non-swimmer in town by teaching you how to swim."
"No kidding."
"That's right. Think of the fun and exercise you'll have swimming, and you'll be able to enjoy all the other water sports, too, in safety. That's something to celebrate in this bicentennial year."
"What's the bicentennial got to do with it?"
"How did George Washington get to Trenton?"
"He crossed the Delaware in a rowboat."
"Sir, would the father of our country have set foot in a rowboat if he couldn't swim? He had to set a good example."
"Like father, like son, eh?"
"And like mother, like daughter. Martha knew how to swim, too. Everybody's welcome at the Y to learn how to swim. So drown-proof yourself and your family and make George Washington proud of you. Hear ye, hear ye!"
Initial contacts have been made in Geneva between the parties to next week's conference aimed at establishing a biracial government in Rhodesia. British Conference Chairman Ivor Richard opened a series of pre-conference sessions with all five invited delegations, meeting first with Rhodesian Premier Ian Smith. They reportedly disagreed on the basic question whether key issues are negotiable. Richard and Smith are to meet again Saturday. Cautious hope is growing in Lebanon after 2 days of relative calm on the major civil war fronts that the 55th truce of the protracted dispute may prove more durable than any of its predecessors. Monday, an Arab summit conference will convene in Cairo to discuss final arrangements for a binding truce and outline plans for a beefed-up Arab peacekeeping force to police it. The UN Security Council on Friday agreed to continue for another year the 4,300-member UN peacekeeping force on duty in the Sinai Desert between Israel and Egypt. It was established following the 1967 Middle East War. More news in a moment.
Have you winterized your car yet? This is Gene King for the Council of Better Business Bureaus. You know, with winter not that far away, many motorists are looking for bargains in antifreeze products. But don't be fooled by so-called inexpensive solutions, which promise to do the same thing as regular antifreeze. These solutions usually contain methanol, a solution which boils away quickly. You could be hurting your car's engine rather than helping it run smoothly. You know, times are hard, but be sure you don't have to pay two prices. One for the so-called bargain antifreeze, and another for real antifreeze when the first solution boils away. Why not have your regular service station attendant check your antifreeze? If the mixture needs to be changed, don't buy just any antifreeze product. Check the label first. And while you're at it, it's a good idea to have the hoses and connections in the cooling system checked, too. This is a common trouble spot in winter.
Unions negotiating new contracts have settled for smaller pay increases in 1976 than in 1975, and the Labor Department says that signals an easing of inflationary pressures in the years ahead. The department says factory workers made greater gains than in the previous year, and unions with cost-of-living escalator clauses settled for lesser amounts. The data were drawn from 624 settlements involving some 2.7 million workers, primarily in the construction, trucking, clothing, electrical equipment, and rubber industries. I'm Mike Stanley, CBS News.
It's a half dozen minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock on a Friday evening from KIXI. 48 degrees, the current temperature.